It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
What up, Taylor? Helping me out with the garbage this morning. I appreciate it. I need somebody's opinion. So I'll read some of these stories, and you just give me your opinion, honestly, without swearing, okay? I don't know if you got a potty mouth or not, but...
Got it. I will try my best.
All right. Try hard. Here we go. First story. Hope this doesn't make you too sad, but Adam West, aka Batman, died Friday night after a short battle with leukemia. He was 88. Adam played the title character of the Batman TV series in the 1960s, which was obviously well before our time, but I think a lot of people might have seen it. That's like the old, like, cheesy kind where it's like you look back, you're like, that was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah, and he wasn't all six-packed, abbed out. He was all squashy looking.
He's like, yeah, I'm a little pudgy, but I'm Batman. He was also the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy. Did you ever watch Batman, Taylor? Are you a big fan of that?
I'm a huge Batman fan. Absolutely. Number one superhero ever.
Oh, my God. So are you handling this pretty tough today? I mean, you need a sick note?
Here's what I think of it as. You know, like, he was the original and whatnot. But, I mean, he was 88, so I feel like he lived a pretty full and good life. And he obviously left, like, a huge mark on, like, the comic world. So, you know, like, I mean, it's sad and whatnot, but I think that he did a pretty great representation of what Batman's supposed to be, you know?
I think you nailed it, and I agree too, don't get me wrong, if it was my grandpa and he passed away at 88, I'd be like, but he had so much more to go, but God, if I make it to 70, I'm going to be so happy, so.
Right.
Taylor, before we get into this next story, are you a big fan of, like, The Bachelor and Bachelorette, that whole, all that stuff?
Let me tell you what, I used to watch that show religiously, so I'm all into it, good and bad reasons. I kind of watch it more for entertainment, but yeah, I was for sure into it.
Did you hear what happened with Bachelor in Paradise?
I just saw something on Facebook about how they, like, suspended, like, production or something like that.
Yeah, they shut it down after a producer complained about two contestants getting extremely sexual in a swimming pool. This is according to sources that are connected to contestant DeMario Jackson, one of the bad guys on a previous season. But there's different versions of it. And I guess I'll tell the story to keep it, I guess, somewhat clean. But I guess producers talked to them, and Alex can tell us more about this tomorrow. But what they would do is they're like, hey, you guys are kind of evil people. Maybe you guys should, you know, for the storyline, hook up. So they started drinking, and they started making out, kissing, bottoms came off, areas were in front of other areas they probably wouldn't normally be on a camera unless you pay money for that or go online. And it sounds like they did everything pretty much except for actually having sex. That's according to one report. And then I guess some of the producers that were filming it were upset by what they saw, which blows my mind because you're giving them alcohol and all this stuff so that they will do that. So what do you think? Because they've actually closed production. They sent everybody home, Taylor, less than a week in, and I don't know what that means for the future of it. Right now, they're investigating it.
Well, I mean, like, I think beggars can't be choosers. Like, at the same, I mean, they're feeding them alcohol, and they have them in this, like, getaway or whatever, so I don't really know what they expect. But at the same time, I mean, like, as adults, you should kind of, like, at least maybe go behind closed doors. But, I mean, hey, if, like, you're in the moment, like, I don't know, bro, maybe, you know, this. Things just got hot, you know, and they didn't want to stop. But, I mean, I don't think that's fair to, like, the other contestants, you know, to totally shut the thing down. But at the same time, I mean, they're kind of asking for the situation in a sense, I feel like.
Oh, you totally are. You're not going there for the Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise to be like, let's find real loving, full, meaningful relationships and get deep with each other. It's like, here, drink this and go bang that person. Or make out a little bit so we get it on camera.
Everyone make out with everyone, right?
Exactly. That's how it should be. Jennifer Lawrence survived a serious plane scare yesterday. The actress was aboard a private plane when the flight was forced to make an emergency landing due to an engine failure. A rep for Jennifer has confirmed that the actress is fine, but during the flight from Louisville, Kentucky, one of the engines failed at 31,000 feet. What would you do if the pilot's like, hey, Taylor, one of the engines just went out?
I would pray really hard and be like, you know what? This is it. I had a good life.
I would do more than pray. I would scream and cry. I don't think I would even pray. I'd just be like, oh, I'm going to die. They were in the
but
middle
I mean,
of...
Like, at that point, like, think of how cool. Like, your parents would be like, yeah, you know what? She died in the airplane crash. Like, who gets to say that?
You really seem excited about getting to brag about that. Well, on top of that, the pilots were in the middle of making an emergency landing when the other engine failed. Despite that, they were able to safely land the plane, and she's going to be okay. They landed in Buffalo, New York. She was back visiting family in Louisville, Kentucky over the weekend. And do you remember when Amanda Bynes went crazy like a couple of years ago. She just went nuts.
Lost her mind.
Yeah. The actress says in a recent interview she's been sober for 3 years now after she battled drug issues and was hospitalized under psychiatric reasons back in 2014. She said those crazy tweets, including the one to Drake where she told him to murder her vajayjay, were a result of her being on drugs and trying to be funny. She now says she embraces the clean lifestyle and would like to do some guest appearances on TV and maybe star on her own show. I would like to see her make a comeback. It sucks that happened. But would you like to see Amanda Bynes come back?
I mean, I think it's great, and it's a heck of an accomplishment to, like, celebrate that long being sober. But I'm kind of nervous for her in a sense if she kind of becomes more public again, because I feel like that's what makes a lot of people kind of spiral out of control, like when they're in the public eye again, you know, and they're exposing themselves. So I think if she, you know, she can kind of stay strong, you know, and kind of keep her life somewhat separate and private in a sense, then, I mean, she's, you know, has the right to kind of show what she wants to show, but I would definitely express caution if I were her.
Hey, Taylor, you're awesome. Thanks so much for helping me out with the garbage. Alex is going to be back tomorrow, and then she can hold it down, and I can just say witty, dumb things.